Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 487.5, unchanged on the open May, 494 down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 461, up 2 on the open May, 474.5 unchanged. July, 482.5 unchanged. September, 492 up 2. December, 501 down a half on the open. March corn opened at 412, up 1 on the open. May, 424 up a half. July, 431.5 up 1. September, 413 down 1.5. December, 402.5 down a half. March 2008, 408 down 1.5. July, 415.5 unchanged on the open. March soybeans open at 755.5 up a half on the open. May, 771 down a half. July, 784 unchanged. August, 789 unchanged. September, 793.5 down 1. November, 807.5 up a half. January, 810 down 1 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 223.50 up 80 on the open. May, 227.70 up 40. March soybean oil opened at 29.97 down 4 on the open. May, 30.46 down 4. At the Merck, March feeders open at 101.10 up 37 and a half on the open. April, 102.60 up 37 and a half. May, 103.75 up 22 and a half on the open. And the August at 104.50 was unchanged. February live cattle open at 94.45 up 5 on the open. April, 96.50 up 15. June, 93.60 up 10. August, 90.60 up 15 on the open. February live lean hogs, rather, opened at 67.12.5 down 5 on the open. April, 67.45 up 17.5. May, 75.50 down 22.5. June, 77.15 up 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 107 up 1.55 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice snowy morning in the Midwest.
It's good to have four-wheel drive on your truck, I suppose, on a day like today.
I talked to our some of our phone people, and they said they had 8 inches of snow in Chicago, and of course it was very wintry in Vermilion counties, and I'm sure Champaign as well. Douglas and Coles County here received a pretty good snow, and it was a slow drive to work today.
Let's talk about the markets. Let's begin with corn, which on day-only charts, and I suppose I ought to mention this, that nowadays you almost have to keep two or three different sets of charts with all that's going on. But on day-only charts, corn is continuing to make contract highs. And again, that's day-only. You look at the overnight, you add it all up, and you get to 407. But you got to be pretty encouraged about what the corn market has been doing the last week or so.
Yes, and of course, a couple things. As we mentioned in the past, the farmers have basically emptied their bins, and we're basically looking at domestic prices in China seem to be improving. China did put a 1% import tax on their any corn imported into China. Today, the USDA will release a 10-year baseline yield. Some people say at noon Eastern Standard Time. The USDA's calendar says at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But whenever we see these major traffic problems, historically it is bullish the basis, and that has a tendency to be bullish the board. It's been that way since Paul Cooley started in the commodity business since 1971, and we watched it in the cash markets. Whenever the basis tightened, the board rallied in snowy, cold weather conditions. The marketplace is very concerned about the worldwide supply-demand in corn, and I think there is a definite reluctance on the bearer to sell it and be bearish today even.
Given what you said then, do you feel that March has a good chance of going over its contract high of 420.5 before it goes off the board?
I'd hate to bet against that thought with what I know. I think the only thing that will slow it down is the middle of next week, a warm-up and more normal traffic. But historically, whenever that happens in this situation, you know, I really don't sense that there's an avalanche of corn that really needs to move off the country. Some of the elevators are waiting for a little better basis market, but rail traffic will resume. But as a general rule, I wouldn't bet against it. Still, the war cry and nervousness in everybody's camp is new crop acres. This conference in Washington is going to help clarify three things: demand, acreage, and trend line yields. They'll talk about the yield potential and the need for acres out of the conservation reserve. It'll also talk about the farm program, and these are all major factors in creating policy, and they have the best think tank people in the United States giving these outlooks, and so the market's going to watch every word from everyone and kind of take it from there type of approach.
And perhaps this year more than others because of the Farm Bill also.
Well, and also this very tight situation.
And the tight supplies, that's right. Add that all up. Let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where it appeared, based on what I could tell, that it was the meal that was actually the star of the complex yesterday.
Yes. We are looking at a, you know, fairly normal weather forecast in South America. And also the wintry weather used to really perk the soybean meal market up. Like you mentioned yesterday, the crush came in at 148.9 million bushel crush, and the oil stocks were a little bearish. My general impression is the farmer is very happy with his soybean position. We do see China, enormous appetite for soybeans and soybean products, and a 2.5 to 3 cent dip here isn't anything to get too concerned about. I am surprised a little bit how bullish the farmer is, and the impression I get is he's going to be a pretty strong holder of that commodity, and the equation goes a little bit like this. If we do have this larger corn acreage, we're going to have smaller bean acreage in the U.S., and the new crop is going to help pull old crop soybeans ahead, no matter how good the crop is in Brazil or Argentina.
Sounds like all that adds up to a close in the March contract above $8 at some point.
Well, to me, that's a little bit steep, but we won't rule it out. $8 cash beans and maybe $8 beans in July or something like that. But hey, this is the commodity world, and anything can happen, Dave.
And turn your attention to the wheat, please.
Okay, wheat, we are making a lot of conversation about this corn-wheat spread coming together a little bit. It's also been talked about as we go along in the future, and I'm sure some think tank person is going to mention this. It's not in vogue to plant a lot of wheat. And, you know, we see this tremendous rotation in the spring wheat areas of the Dakotas. We see this continuing, and it's just not the go-go crop, and we, as a result, with in time with smaller acres. Of course, that's somewhat supportive to the wheat market, too.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Have a good one.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
AM 580 chief meteorologist tells us there's a few advisories to keep an eye on. He says a blowing snow advisory in effect for mostly northern and central Indiana until noon Eastern time today, and a wind chill advisory in effect for portions of east central and southeastern Indiana from 7 o'clock this evening until 11 a.m. Eastern time on Thursday. Lead options, March wheat in Kansas City trading 484 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade 458 and a half, down a half. March corn 413 up 2. March beans 754 down 1. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We now join a presidential press conference in Washington, D.C.